Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
To hear from you, I appreciate you taking time. For those that don't know, just want to get this right. You are retired officially from coaching, and you have settled in Hot Springs. Is that right?
Not correctly. I'm not working right now. I hope I got about three or four more years left in me. But
okay, so you're not done.
Yes, we are in Hot Springs, and you know, I did look for work after we got let go of Virginia Tech, and couldn't find anything that fit real well. And it could lead to retirement. I don't know. I'm blessed. I got a little time here. My contract is good, so we'll just kind of see how it all plays out. But I still think I got a few more good years left here.
You've been coaching for 32 years, James. You know, it's staggering. You know, you and I haven't seen each other very much. I think we saw each other at the Belk Bowl, and so we haven't, you know, and we really haven't stayed in touch. So, you know, time passes, and I've forgotten that you started coaching. I think your first, you were GA at Oklahoma State back in 90, and then ended up going the junior college route. You became a head coach, won a national championship, and then, of course, you came back to Arkansas with Houston, followed him to Ole Miss, and then obviously Fuente at Memphis and Virginia Tech. I mean, you've had an unbelievably long and I would imagine a fun career as a coach.
Well, I've been very blessed, first of all. I've been in a lot of great places. And let me tell you, just the early part of my career, God, it was so valuable. I know it was at a small level in junior college, but God, some of my greatest memories and times and some of the relationships I had with my players were just really close. So it is, and I tell you, 32 years of it, you know, and you know, that's kind of why I'm on this stage right here to kind of see, you know, kind of where it all leads. Because you do get worn down a little bit, and things just keep getting, you know, tougher, more times asked of you.
Sure,
and it's just, it's a demanding thing, boy. Just the way recruiting is just over the last 10 to 12 years, the time
crazy.
It's been in
there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy. And now you got the NIL transfer portal. You got all kinds of stuff going on now, which is crazy, boy.
Meantime, you're in Hot Springs, and if I'm not mistaken, you are neighbors to Sam Pittman.
I know he's got a nice house here. I don't know if I'm that close to him, but I got to be. You got to be a head coach to get on the lake these days.
I know. Listen, you've been coaching long enough. You got enough money, man. I don't want to hear that.
Oh yeah.
But what kind of neighbor is he, though?
What's that now?
What kind of neighbor is he?
I haven't had a chance to see him much. Now, me and Sam go back a long time to, you know, part in junior college. And
right.
We stayed in touch over time, but there's something about that junior college, you know. It's like we all stay tight together. And, boy, what a great hire for Arkansas, you know. Sam fits his place, you know, so well, and he's a roll-up-your-sleeves guy. He's real, he's genuine, and tells you how he feels. And I just think that fits our university. And boy, I was proud of the season they had last year. And I'm really good friends with Barry Odom, and they hired the best D.C. in the country, in my opinion. So I got to spend 3 days up there. Oh, I think it was in late March or so, and God, it was just so great being around ball and being back at my alumni. Of course, things have changed so much, but I think it's exciting times, and boy, I'm proud of Sam. And Odell Loggins, I coached. I got to see Dino and Bobby Allen and some old guys. It's just, you know, Arkansas was always our place to come back to, and it was either going to be, you know, Hot Springs area or Northwest Arkansas, and just to be around my deep, you know, friendships and the people that, you know, I'm really close to is just really special to me.
Now, you were in Arkansas from 2000 to 2007, so those were some some of your fun memories about when you were coaching back with Houston from that 2000 to 2007 time frame?
Oh, I just know being a part of Coach Nutt's staff, and God, he took care of me. I mean, it was always fun, you know, and he made it that way with the players. And the players, Lord, God, they went and laid it on the line for us, you know, and Houston obviously generated that. But, God, we had some great players just being around the fans, yeah. Felix Jones, Sean Andrews, Matt Jones, and it really had – some big time years now, you know, and being at a place, I know Coach Nutt was there for 10 years and I was there with the eight. It just don't happen in college football much anymore. So,
right.
But when you
right.
coach at your alumni where you believe that and everything, there's something that is just deep down, just a special feeling.
We're visiting with James Chebess. If you just joined us, was a standout receiver at Arkansas, and then it's had a lengthy and outstanding coaching career. Got to go back to our days. I was, you know, I know. I don't know if you like me telling this story. I, you know, Brad probably gets tired of hearing me say it, but I always would say that I was a team captain, Kyle, by the way, and so I would say if you listen. James and Brad, y'all do what you want to do. If I see you out on Dixie Street Thursday night till midnight and 1 o'clock, I'm not saying a word to coach, to the coaching staff, Coach Hatfield, Coach Holtz, whoever it was. And as long as you guys get the job done on Saturday, you're good with me. And that's what you guys always manage to do, no matter how late you were out during the week.
Oh, you always bring it up, man. I love it. Well, let me tell you something. I did not seek my fun in college, let me tell you. So, you know, but, I mean, your experience and everything is what I always tell all the players. I mean, it should be great. You got to do things the right way. But we definitely had a good time. And, you know, with Steve Jones and just so yep. many others, you know, it was really – I always say them guys corrupted. You know, I came out of Texas. Oh,
that's
nice
great.
Fire, boy. And I got corrupted, you know. So, but they're the greatest days of my life, you know.
Yeah,
and it,
yeah.
it wasn't just on the field. It was, you know, it was everything, you know, on the field.
What about to put you on the spot? What's the best Baz story you can tell?
You don't have any Baz stories, Jay.
As a teammate.
I don't tell stories on people. We should, but I'll leave that up to Baz, but Baz was awesome. He was awesome to be around, and what a great competitor he was. And God, I just remember the times we had so many great, great competitors. And let me tell you, there's nothing better than college football. And you know, you always tell it, yep. it's the brotherhood and the connections you make that you miss the most when it's all said and done. And God, just so thankful for all my friendships. And, you know, we may not be all the same at times, but somehow we all, you know, come together as a group and yep. enjoy each other and get really close. And when you get to see, that's what's special about being back in Arkansas. And, you know, the people, just the whole state and the people have made this feel like home to me. And, but just being able to see Baz and everybody, you know, throughout the year and everything, is just special.
Got to ask here before we let you go. So, obviously, I remember, was it SMU 84 when you had, like, when you set the school record, everything that Brad threw you, you caught 15 catches or whatever, it was at SMU. Was that 84?
That was 84.
Yeah, Kyle, it was one of the greatest days you'll ever see. I just remember no matter where you threw it, you caught it. And, I've said you're one of the greatest to ever play up there. I wanted to ask your evaluation of Treylon Burks, obviously first-round draft choice, and another one of the great receivers of all time in Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, it was just – I didn't get to watch too much of them. Obviously, we were in season two, but –
Right.
The little I did see, I mean, just got a big, strong playmaking guy. And I have heard just how what a great person he is, too. And that makes a difference when you look at the draft and your future success in the NFL. It's not always just about your playmaking ability, but just, you know, the type of person you are. You know, is this the guy that you want to represent, you know, your team? And God, what a weapon he was for them, and I know they're going to miss him. And I just like how big and strong that Joker was. Boy, he was a good looking. He made plays all the time, but I think he'll have a great career. So proud that he's a Hog, and proud he's getting to go on.
it's amazing. Not everybody, Kyle, looks the same. You know, I mentioned, James, that you're not going to go out there and run a 4-3. And you didn't look like Treylon Burks, but I'm going to tell you what, you had a hard time stopping James Chivas from Brad Taylor. That's all I got to say is that, you know, Brad will get out there and run that, what do we call it? Not the wishbone, it was the flex bone.
And
BT out there running the ball, James, that was something back in the day, wasn't it?
Boy, the one thing about Brad is he took hits hard. I don't know. Some guys could, I don't know. He just, when he got hit, it just looked, God, it looked horrible at times. So,
he did.
You know, I appreciate Brad so much. You know, of course, he came in with Coach Oaks, so we threw the ball a little more and was more of a pro style. But boy, he got in there and with Coach Hatfield and did a great job just with the passing game. Of course, once Brad was gone, it kind of turned more to the real triple option stuff.
Yeah, of course, you know, Brad went to the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame recently, which was great. Well, James, man, listen, hey, we appreciate it. Keep in touch. You know, if you get another job, that's great. If not, man, hey, enjoy yourself. You've earned it. 32 years of coaching is outstanding, man.
Yeah, I'm enjoying every day. I'm enjoying taking my daughter to school and being a more involved father and being a better husband to my wife and helping her, too, now, man. I'm Mr. Mom now, so it is all different to me, but I'm enjoying it, and we'll just kind of see where the future leads for me. I've been blessed and very thankful. And Baz, I appreciate you guys, and y'all do a great job.
All right, James. Appreciate it. Talk soon, buddy. Thanks. Thank you, man.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate that.
Y'all be good.
All right, man.